The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Well, with this being summer and summer being the season for swimsuits, let's talk about the history of bathing suits over the last century. Swimming attire has changed drastically over the last 100 years or so. During the early 1900s, there actually wasn't much difference between the dresses women wore in public and what they wore for swimming. Listen to this. The swimsuits for women consisted of a swim dress, often made of wool or heavy cotton, knitted stockings, I'm not kidding, and a swim bonnet. Men, well, they had singlets, but that covered their body from neck to knees. Oh, well, with every passing decade, swimwear has become less, well, more revealing, more flattering, and less cumbersome. Less is more, I guess. And eventually, as you know, the 1960s, I think, the bikini was born, and then Speedos for men, and, well, you get the picture. Not always a great picture, also. Anyway, in this hour of Dr. Health, you'll learn about a healthy activity where you will want to wear a bathing suit, as we cover the health benefits of hot springs, and we'll feature one in particular and give you an idea on what goes on in one and what you can expect to experience by visiting one, whether it's the one we are talking about today or any of the others that you might choose to go to. And that we'll be featuring is Glenwood Hot Springs in the state of Colorado. We'll have Jeremy Gilley on the line in just a matter of moments. And this is going to be interesting information for you, all the health benefits and attributes of hot springs and spas. You can do a staycation, a vacation. You can go stay in America or go to other countries. There's countries all over the world that have spas. Anyway, all right, coming up later in this hour of the program, it's our weekly health report from TV newscaster Dick Allgaier. On today's report, what percentage of pedestrians are hit or killed who are legally drunk? You won't believe how common that is. Dick has the details. Then weight loss, what Americans are doing to lose weight in this age of obesity, plus record high temperatures, how they reduce your brain's performance. Dick reveals just how much slower your brain works when it's hot outside. That's all coming up on the Health Report later this hour here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. All right, let's go to the fitness file. Our fitness quote of the week: on good days, I work out. On bad days, I work out harder. Folks, you got to work out even when you don't feel like working out, even if you do feel bad, because you'll feel good. You'll feel better. If you don't feel good, you'll feel better than you were before you did work out. That goes without saying. But the things that go without saying will always be said. All right. Okay. Running, is it the only way to get that so-called runner's high? Well, no, it's more your chosen method of exercise. It's not your chosen method. It's how hard you push yourself in whatever exercise you choose. This research is from the University of Turku in Finland, and they found that an hour of interval training releases significantly more endorphins than, those are the feel-good hormones, than steady-state cardio. So whatever you do, vary it a bit and go up and down, kind of like a fitness roller coaster. Just don't get on that blood sugar roller coaster. That's another program. Okay, in matters of sexual health, all right, we just have a few minutes left. You know what? These are important articles, so let me just preview them, and we'll air them next week. The HIV tests the tests they have, it can be slow to spot a virus if people are on PrEP. Now, PrEP, as you may know, is pre-exposure prophylaxis, the combination of two drugs that reduces the risk of getting HIV from unprotected sex. But this results in a lot of false negatives. We'll give you details on that next week. All right, let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. And let's go to our last segment. And oh, and then next week, also surprising ways to reduce sunburn pain. Don't have time for that. Okay, a couple of funnies for you, at least for a half a laugh or a laugh and a half. I'm a perfectionist and a procrastinator. Someday I'm going to be perfect. I like that combo. All right. My body is a temple, ancient and crumbling. Okay, I'm going to have to abbreviate the fitness or the Funny Bone Pharmacy here. Okay, two more. What doesn't kill me makes me more interesting at parties. And two more. Procaffeinate. This is on the side of a coffee mug. The tendency not to start anything until you've had a cup of coffee. And finally, my favorite. I hate it when I gain weight for a role, then remember I'm not an actor. I love that one. All right, that's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. We'll be back with more information for your good health right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens Blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your medicine. We're the medication experts. So when you or someone you love is in the hospital and have questions about your medicine, ask for me, your hospital pharmacist.
Brought to you by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. Find out more at safemedication.com.
Hey, we're so excited you could join us this morning. Welcome back to Dr. Health Radio. Sounds great. Less filling. And speaking of filling, it's time for your summer diet tune-up. On our phone conference line, we have Mary Lou Reed. She's the author of Always Eat Dessert. Now, let me give you just a few seconds of background information about her. She entered the convent some 50 years ago. She was a nun, and she lost 50 pounds there and has kept the weight off for some 50 years. So she talks from firsthand experience and has a book out talking about how you can successfully lose weight permanently, because it's easy to, well, fairly easy to lose weight, but to keep it off, well, that's another story, you know, not so much. Most people, 96% of dieters put it back on. So we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Mary Lou Reed, good morning. How the health are you?
I'm in great health, David. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Now, you know, you've always heard of life is short, eat dessert first. But you're saying, why should we always eat dessert, period? I mean, what if you don't have a sweet tooth?
Well, let's answer the question, why eat dessert and then go to the sweet tooth?
Okay.
But for those people who do have a sweet tooth, it's always great to look forward to eating that nice, yummy slice of chocolate cake or apple pie. So if you're thinking, gee, you know, I'm really enjoying my chicken and dumplings here, and I think I'll have seconds, and you know that you can have a sweet dessert that you just love, you might say to yourself, maybe I can pass on that second serving of chicken and dumplings and head right to the dessert. And the reason that works is because you're not depriving yourself. You're enjoying your life. You're enjoying your food. And maybe not having the seconds isn't so hard when you know that you're going to have something yummy and delicious.
Mm-hmm. And isn't dieting the two main disadvantages or negatives and drawbacks of dieting, Mary Lou? Deprivation, which you mentioned, and then the time factor is there's always a date that you're going to go off the diet. You know, people go on a 2-week diet and all they lose is 14 days.
And, exactly. They don't lose 14 pounds. You're right. They just lose 14 days.
Yeah.
And what about the rest of your life? You can never be negative forever.
Mm-hmm.
You can never feel deprived forever.
That's right.
So what's worked for me is eating foods I love and that I know and that I'm comfortable with. But at the end of the day, it's true. You have to eat just a little bit less. But I'm never in a rush. So I can eat the foods I enjoy, go to the dessert knowing that probably I'm eating a little bit less. And then the other thing is don't beat yourself up if you eat too many slices of chocolate cake. That happens. We all eat too many Girl Scout cookies. Half the box or the whole box. Well, you know what? Tomorrow is a new day, and just start over again. And with a little bit of determination and a little bit of the ability to not take yourself so seriously, it's something that you will be able, or at least for me, that I'm able to do for my whole life.
But you don't want to be too easy on yourself because there's the so-called tomorrow diet, you know, eat everything
yes,
today because tomorrow you'll diet, right? And
then
tomorrow never comes.
Exactly. So. But you know what? You said something very important. You said the word diet and a time frame. And that's exactly what this is not about. You're not on a diet. You're not on a time frame. You're living your life.
It's a lifestyle instead of a diet.
Lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no time frame because it's not a diet.
Right. Now, what kind of things do you eat? I mean, you say you eat comfortable foods or comfort foods, but, I mean, do you eat a pretty balanced diet, vegetables and fruits, fresh fruits and whole grains,
yes.
Things like that?
Yes, I do. I really eat a little bit of all the food groups. And I make little tiny choices that make a big difference. If I'm at a chicken takeout place and they're offering fried chicken or baked chicken, you know, I'll take the baked chicken,
mm-hmm.
Save a few calories there. And if it's a quarter of a chicken or a half a chicken, let's say I might just eat 3 pieces instead of 4 and take one to go. And if the choices for sides are mashed potatoes or French fries, you know, I don't pass on the potatoes, but I choose the mashed potatoes because I'm saving a little bit there. And a little bit saved day after day after day,
mm-hmm.
And will it be weight loss? But even more importantly, what it'll do for you is keep you from gaining more weight. How many people have lost 20 pounds and gained 30 back?
Oh, yeah, countless people. Now, when you were a nun, and how many years were you a nun, by the way?
5 years.
5 years, okay. And do nuns have a pretty healthy diet? Or, I mean, is there a lot of discipline and restrictions as far as what they can eat or can't eat?
The answer to that is twofold. In my day, which was 50 years ago, it was pretty set.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have a nun who was a dietitian who
cooked
the food and the servings and all of that.
Okay.
made it easy for me to get in the habit of eating correctly.
And the habit of, no pun intended.
Right, right. Okay. Or pun intended, if you like.
Okay. Move on. Go on. So your diet was regimented, in other words.
Somewhat, but we had the treat cupboard.
Okay.
So we had families sending us chocolate.
Oh, really? Okay.
And every afternoon we had someone, a nun, in charge of the treat cupboard, and she put out all these crusts, and she brought them down to the laundry when we're mangling all those tablecloths and sheets and things.
Oh my gosh!
Break, and we had a whole spread of chocolates and cookies and goodies.
Mm.
So there was no deprivation.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet we had exercise, too. And we didn't call it exercise.
Uh-huh.
Down to the barn where we put in a bowling alley. And we
really? I can't. Yeah. I just can't picture a nun bowling for some reason. But, okay, sounds like fun.
Yeah, let's send you pictures. We went hiking. You know, Sister Anne Marie was like a real gazelle up and down the hills of Iowa in the Midwest heat and summer, and we're wearing black serge and hiking along. I think the hike made us lose some weight, but all that sweating we did made us lose even more weight.
All right. And since we're speaking of other nuns and the background that you have as a nun, let's talk about some other holy habits, if you will. Do you have any for us that you can share?
Yes, actually, always eat dessert in my book is habit number two. Habit number one is really visualization, and I call it you're thin until you're thin. You know, do the best you can to wear, for example, a column of color, and then that's always more slimming than wearing a white top and a purple bottom.
Hence the popularity of black clothing on women, right? I mean, the wardrobes right. are all black.
You know, black is really very popular, and it is very slimming, but my whole point is you're not in a hurry. You do the best you can, look the best you can, and forget about it, live your life, and put your habits on the back burner after you learn to practice them. It's like driving a car. We learned to drive a car. We focused on how to do it, but after we knew how to do it, we sort of talked to our person in the seat next to us while we did the driving. Maybe we shouldn't, but we do. So once you are dressed slim and you don't have to focus on how you look and how you feel, and you, in my book, I talk about how you can kind of eyeball the calories because you can't spend your life counting them. And then another principle is that it's okay to be a couch potato.
What? I'm going to take issue with you on this. Explain. Do tell.
Well, the point is we can't spend our lives 24 hours a day exercising or walking.
Yeah, but no, if people, okay, but let me stop you. Wait. People don't even spend 24 minutes a day exercising, for goodness sake.
That's right. And it's, again, the focus. I don't exercise, but what I do is I go to tap dancing class. I do go for a walk in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that I look forward to, that I enjoy. After a long day at my desk, I go, wow, now I get to go out and take a walk.
Okay.
It's not I have to go for a walk.
So you have an active lifestyle, in other words.
I do, but it's things I enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'd catch me dead in the gym. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, right.
But at the end of the day, I've moved around a little bit. So in the evening, if I want to sit around and read a book or watch TV, it's okay because, you know, I've done a little tap dancing or maybe I've walked around the block or something. And it's incorporated in part of my life. So it's very important to find what it is you like to do.
Mary Lou, let me just interject and say that I have the solution for you since you don't like the gym.
Yeah.
Here's what I did. I my John that I go to every morning, which everybody goes to, instead of a John, I renamed it the gym. And so when people say, do you go to the gym? I say, yeah, I go to the gym every morning.
See, you've really done a good psychological trip on your head.
So.
And, you know, a joke is fine, but you're doing really thinking along the right lines. Just extend that a little bit more and, you know, you'll have it.
Okay. And you say take time for yourself is another tip that you have.
Very important.
But people, you know, we live in a fast food society, and people are rushing here, rushing there. The average fast food, from the time you order until the time you get the food or whatever you order, by the way, is 3 minutes, 3 seconds, according to my a couple years ago when I saw the last statistic. So, I mean, and people spend all of 3 minutes eating the food that they waited 3 minutes for. So, I mean, what's the solution there?
The solution there is to pay attention to what you're eating, enjoy what you're eating. And if you're ordering fast food because we live in a fast food world, that's fine. I say to people, if you're going to a restaurant or out to eat, don't be on a diet. But if you go there every day, then we got to talk.
Yeah, right, right, exactly.
And okay. That's really the difference. If you're there every day, then you have to just get into the habit of making a little bit better choices. Mm-hmm. But if you're in a situation where the choices are terrible and horrible, and those are the two choices,
mm-hmm.
do the best you can, but realize tomorrow's another day, and you can go maybe somewhere else. Or I talk a lot in the book about taking a brown bag lunch to work with you, and that's a little bit of taking time for yourself.
Right, right. But both before, you know, in packing and making the lunch, and then taking time to eat the lunch once you get there. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I would often do is pack a lunch when I was doing a lot of office time, pack a lunch and go outside and get some air.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And instead of having to spend the time in a crazy cafeteria or...
A lot of people just eat their lunch at their desk when they don't even take a break and depart from their desk. They just, you know, keep working and eating at the same time. And that's ridiculous.
It's even worse. If you're working for somebody else, and you think you're really doing a good job by doing that, your concentration the rest of the afternoon
That's right.
is focused as it would be if you'd taken mm-hmm. 30 minutes to go away from your desk.
No question. Yeah.
Good employers recognize that.
Okay. We only have a minute left, so before I tell or ask you how people can get your book, Always Eat Dessert, let me ask you something that intrigued me, some information you sent me about a nun back in the 1930s that was also a home economics professor, and she had her own radio show called Kitchen of Tomorrow. Tell us just a few details on that.
Yes. It's amazing, and one of the first physicists that was studying about going to the moon was also a nun.
And
to be in the order that I was in, which was, I would say, a fairly progressive order.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1930s and 40s, women didn't have their own radio shows that much.
No.
Plus a nun in a religious
Exactly,
order.
Yeah. That was so intriguing.
And some of Sister St. Clara's recipes are on my website.
Oh, good. Okay.
Which is MaryAlwaysEatDessertDiet.com. And you can reproduce some of those recipes. And know that they were put out there by a good dietitian nun from the 1930s.
Great.
And believe me, they're not fake food.
All right. No fakery here. All right, Mary Lou Reed, well, thanks so much for joining us. And I assume that your book, Always Eat Dessert, is also on Amazon?
Absolutely. It's on Amazon, and it's on wherever books are.
Okay, Barnes & Noble maybe, or if they can order it if they don't stock it. Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Great. Thanks so much, Mary Lou Reed, for being with us. Continued success on your book, Always Eat Dessert.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure being with you.
All right. Give us updates on your diet when you lose another... No, I'm not. I was going to say when you lose another 50 pounds, but you disappear if that happens, so we don't want you to do that. So keep up the good work, Mary Lou.
Thank you so much.
Okay. There goes Mary Lou Reed, Always Eat Dessert. When we come back, we'll have an expert talking about health spas and healing waters, hot springs in particular. It's the perfect wellness vacation for the summer months. We'll talk all about that. And also Dick Allgaier's health report coming up as well. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Bringing you the next generation of health information. David Snow on your radio. Thanks so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. Hey, and we are here on a healthy weekend. It is this summer of 2018. And before we get into the many health benefits of a spa or hot springs vacation, hopefully if you haven't taken one after today's show, you'll really want to book your reservation. But let's talk, and before I introduce you to the featured spa, by the way, which is Glenwood Hot Springs Spa in Colorado, which was born, by the way, in 1888, 130 years ago, I got out my retrospectroscope to see what else was happening in that year, way back 130 years ago. Grover Cleveland was president. The Coca-Cola Company was incorporated. National Geographic Society is founded in Washington, D.C. back in 1888. The world's first beauty contest, you guys might be interested in this, was held in Spa, the city of Spa, Belgium, back on that during that year. The Washington Monument opens to the public. That was in 1888. Ballpoint pens invented, and Thomas Edison files a patent for the first optical phonograph, otherwise known as movies. And it was also the birth of what is today the world's largest hot springs resort pool, and it's located in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, aptly named Glenwood Hot Springs. And today we have the general manager, Jeremy Gilley, on our phone conference line to give us the info you need to know before you go, whether it's to his establishment or another venue that you may be interested in going to, because it's going to offer similar health benefits. But we do hope you'll visit Glenwood Hot Springs, Colorado. But we'd like to welcome him now to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Jeremy. How the health are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And it was, what a treat it was. You know, I got to tell you, maybe I've mentioned that to you when I met you last month, but I have been to hot springs and spas all over the world, in Asia and Japan, in various countries in Europe, Switzerland, Germany, Austria, and as well as here in America, of course. And this, yours ranks way up there in one of the best that I've ever been to. And so let's first talk about some of the health benefits that people can derive from going to a hot springs vacation or a spa hot springs resort type of trip, whether it's close to home or in faraway places such as yours, because we broadcast both in California and in Hawaii. And so it's, you know, it's actually only, what, 5 hours or so of a flight from these destinations. Actually, less from, I'm talking about from Hawaii, where we broadcast from Honolulu, but in California, it's only a few hours to Denver. And let's first of all give our listeners the magic word of the week, which is relax.
Hot
Well, hot springs too, yeah, but relax at the hot springs. But that's, you know, we want people to have a relaxing, rejuvenating vacation. But tell us some of the health benefits. Obviously, you have a full resort spa, full services, you know, all the different spa services, an athletic club, and the world-famous huge hot pool, which is over 400 feet long. We'll get into the scope of that. But let's get into some of the benefits besides relaxation, you know, just all the, you know, lowering blood pressure,
et cetera. Sure. Well, like you said, we are a resort, so we do have a hotel and a spa, and of course the hot springs is the big draw here. Our mission is to make people feel better, whether that's relaxing or through wellness or just having fun. So soaking in our hot springs, you know, it's relaxing. It soothes achy muscles and joints. Those are probably the most common benefits that people are seeking coming here. But also just increasing your body temperature. It helps your body naturally eliminate toxins. Mm-hmm. It helps increase circulation, and it reduces blood pressure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it dissolves your problems. You know, you stay in the hot pool enough or long enough, and everything goes away. All your troubles are just, they evaporate literally figuratively.
Yeah. That's right. There's also, we got 15 minerals, essential minerals, in our hot springs water. So you're also, those have many health benefits as well, which you actually absorb those through your skin when
that's
you're
right.
soaking in the hot springs.
The lithium, the magnesium, all the trace minerals, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Now, how often do you, I know that you're busy, you know, orchestrating and managing the facility. How often do you personally go into the hot springs?
I try and get in there at least once a week.
Good for you.
I got a couple little ones. Before I had the kids, I was in there at least two or three times a week, you know. Mm-hmm. One of my best benefits here is I get a membership to our athletic club. So
right.
I go and, you know, at least once, sometimes twice a week, I go work out, and then I always follow that up with at least 20 minutes soak in our therapy pool.
Okay. Now, I know that this is the busiest time of the year for you, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us to publicize some of the many benefits and the attributes of Glenwood Hot Springs. Now, in the summer, I just went to your website, and I see that it's 92 degrees there, but it's a dry heat because you're at, what, 5,700 foot elevation?
Yeah, 5,700 feet. We're out here in western Colorado, which is very arid climate, so typically, you know, humidity is going to be under
20%. Yeah, it's very comfortable.
20%.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, very comfortable. This is kind of a heat wave we're having right now. We're not typically, you know, in the mid 90s often, but a couple weeks in July we'll get up here in the 90s, but for the most part we have a pretty temperate climate.
Yeah, and even in the spring and fall it's what, 60 to 70 degrees on the average temperatures. Something like that.
Spring and fall, you know, the evenings can get down into the 40s, but you're usually in the day, you're getting up to 65, 75 on average.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's Colorado. Of course, you can always have snow fall too, but that's a magical time in the hot springs, and those times of years you got, you know, the steam's coming up from the pools, and if snow's falling, you know, it's a really, really unique experience.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't tell you this when I met you, but one reason I wanted to have you on and to highlight a venue such as yours is to encourage people to do something out of the ordinary. I mean, everybody goes to Disneyland, Disney World. Our ninth island, of course, is Las Vegas, and that's the most popular vacation for Hawaii residents to go to. And, of course, California is not far behind. Actually, they on a per capita basis, I think we're number one, but then on a total population basis, California is the number one state that visits Vegas. But, you know, if you do something a little healthier and a little more active, you can go just a little farther and just be I mean, you're in bliss land because this is going to make you feel so good. And it has lasting benefits, doesn't it? It's just, it's not just when you get out of the pool and you're relaxed. I mean, it can have residual benefits for weeks or months after the visit of, you know, to
absolutely. Yeah. You know, the, just absorbing the minerals, for back pain, for arthritis pain, fibromyalgia, mm-hmm. eczema. I've had many testimonials that, you know, that has lasting residual, you know, healing qualities for those folks, you know, mm-hmm. that have some medical ailments. They tend to soak in the hot springs for those ailments, and it has a lasting effect for them for weeks and even months to come.
Yeah, and even the historically the, and I want to talk about the history of Glenwood Hot Springs in a minute, but historically the Ute Indians in that geographic area, I mean, they knew the benefits of the hot springs and they visited them regularly, or they set up camp there. I mean, they had a population there, right?
Of their absolutely, people. Yeah. So before the area was settled, the Ute Indians were visiting our hot springs and probably most of the hot springs in Colorado, because we're not the only one. There's many out here. Which they thought of it. It was a spiritual place, known to heal the elderly and the sick and the wounded, and they would typically come up in the summers. You know, they'd travel west in the wintertime and come back up into the mountains in the summer times. And you know what? They still come today. We actually still offer them complimentary admission. If you're Ute Indian, you know, tribe in the Ute Indian tribe, you can still visit today.
Oh wow, that's interesting. And yeah. You know, in Europe, for instance, I mean, everybody, if you go to any convenience store, you see the mineral waters Evian and the Crystal. Well, Crystal Geyser is that's a domestic company, but Volvic and a lot of the European San Pellegrino from Italy, etc. And all those waters have healing benefits when you drink them. But this way, you're both, you know, consuming them, or you can consume it internally, but also soaking in it. As you mentioned, you get the osmosis or the absorption of the minerals that way as well. And then, of course, the whole environment, the crisp mountain air and the unpolluted environment that your venue is in. Now, historically, some of the history was amusing in that just to give people an idea on how big your pool is, and it is the world's largest hot springs pool, but they actually, back in the 50s, they had water skiing. If you can imagine small boats pulling skiers, that's just, you know, that picture in my mind is like, well, that's a big pool. And actually it's what, over 1 million gallons that it contains?
There's two pools. So yeah, the big one, over 1 million gallons. I think it's like 1.1 million gallons in mm-hmm. that one. And then that's a nice, comfortable 93 degrees.
Kind
of fluctuates throughout the year. We'll heat it up a little more in the winter and cool it down a little in the summer, but it's anywhere from 92 to 94. But yeah, it's 405 feet long. It's 50 feet wide. And yes, you are correct. I wouldn't believe it unless I saw the photos, but there's some pretty crazy events they used to do at the pool, whether it was skiing behind a motorboat in the pool. There's been ski jumps set up coming down, you know, and people doing aerial tricks into the pool. A lot of different fun events. Back in the day, you probably can't get away with that kind of stuff anymore.
Right. Now, I thought it was 100 feet wide. It's 50 feet wide?
It actually gradually gets to 100. So it starts at 50.
Oh, I see.
Gradually
okay.
gets up to 100 at one end. It's kind of...
Okay, gotcha.
You know, yep.
All right. Okay. Just want to be official there. And so we talked about the curative powers of the water, the mineral water. And it, at one time it was, you know, just like Evian and Fiji and the other bottled waters. It was bottled, sold, and shipped worldwide as a tonic.
It was bottled under the name Yampa water. And that's actually the name of the mother spring, or what we call the source of water that feeds into the pools is, mm-hmm. is Yampa, which is actually a Ute Indian word meaning big medicine.
Big medicine. I like that. I remember that. And, you know, next door, I don't want to take the wind out of your sail or divert business from you to your next door neighbor, but it's part of the same kind of a complex. The Yampa, the spa and vapor caves, these are the only known natural vapor caves in North America. And I actually, the day after I went to your facility, I went to, I spent an afternoon in the vapor caves, and boy, that was magical. It reminded me of Baden-Baden, Germany, the ancient Roman steam baths that are underground and that you, you know, go into and experience. Really,
that's
therapeutic.
That's a unique steam room in a cave, natural cave.
In a natural cave, yeah.
Kind of steaming up through the fissures and cracks there, mm-hmm. and all probably coming from the same source of water we're seeing here.
Right, okay. And speaking of buildings, the largest building in Colorado to be heated by geothermal energy is your building, right?
It is, yeah. We actually harness the energy from the spring, and we geothermally heat actually two buildings. You know, the lodge, as you know, is in a separate building, and then you got the main bathhouse where the spa and the athletic club are also located,
mm-hmm.
All being heated through radiant heat through the floors. We also heat all the domestic hot water, so when you're taking a shower at the in the hotel room, that's being heated by the spring. All kinds of snow melt systems, so we keep snow from building up on the pool decks and all through the parking lots and different walkways. We're using it to melt the snow we're using it not just to soak in the water, but we're harnessing that energy from it as well.
Right. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Jeremy Gilley from Glenwood Hot Springs Resort in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, which I recently visited. And if you haven't done a hot springs or spa vacation, you're really missing out. And, you know, the whole purpose, Jeremy, I think you'll agree with me, is to take a vacation is to be rejuvenated and to erase all the stress that you built up from working to earn your vacation in the first place. And
That's right.
A lot of people, they go on these fast-paced vacations or these whirlwind tours, and they end up coming back needing a vacation from their vacation. Mm-hmm. By the way, you know the three stages of vacation. There's anticipation, vacation, and recuperation.
Recuperation, right.
From the vacation. But anyway, with your... If people go to Glenwood Hot Springs Resort, they don't have to worry about recuperating from the vacation because they'll already be rejuvenated from it. Now, speaking of rejuvenation, too, we should mention that in World War II, veterans were Navy commissioned Glenwood Hot Springs as a convalescent hospital, right, for injured World War II veterans.
Yeah, it was actually in our 130-year period here. It's the only time it was actually closed to the public.
Okay.
Sometime in the mid to late 40s, I think for 4 or 5 years, it was a naval convalescent hospital, and it was dedicated to the injured veterans returning home from the war.
Wow, interesting. All right, we need to take one last break of the hour. Jeremy, can you stay with us until after Dick Allgaier's health report? I have many more questions for you.
I'd love to.
All right, we're talking today with Jeremy Gilley, as I mentioned, Glenwood Hot Springs Resort. We're just highlighting this particular springs to bring to you the information and the importance of just all the benefits and raising your awareness mainly of the benefits of a hot springs or spa vacation, no matter which one you choose. Of course, he hopes you'll choose Glenwood Hot Springs, and I do too, because I have been to many, as I mentioned, and this is right toward the top of the list, if not at the top. And it's domestic, you're supporting America, and it's not that far, only a few hours away. Flight-wise. And then when we come back, Jeremy, I want to ask you about the historic hot springs loop, because you mentioned other hot springs. There's actually a loop you can make in Colorado. There's Steamboat Springs and other resorts that are available, you know, if you wanted to do a one-week road trip of some kind. And then we'll talk about some of the other features or benefits of spas in general, the steam, the sauna, massages, and other therapeutic services. So much more information to come here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
A third of pedestrians killed in crashes in 2016 were legally drunk, according to the National Highway Safety Administration. The executive director of the Governor's Highway Safety Association called the number shocking. Being drunk, of course, can impact your judgment and reaction time and result in poor decision-making, such as crossing an intersection against the light, cutting across a road in mid-block. and you may not even be thinking about whether drivers can see you. Don't be careful if you're walking, or just don't drink that much. Nearly half of all Americans battled to lose weight from 2013 to 2016, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, with those between 40 and 59 years old doing the most huffing and puffing. Exercise, eating less, consuming more fruits and vegetables, and drinking more water were the most common strategies. The least common were skipping meals and cutting down on fatty foods. With many states dealing with record high temperatures this summer, many people might be sick of summer. A new study says your brain may hate the heat more than you do. Researchers at Harvard University discovered that a person's brain works 13% slower in extreme heat. The Harvard team found students in non-air-conditioned buildings performed over 13% worse on both math and memory tests than people in air conditioning. Keep it cool, folks. I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. David Snow on your radio. Hey, if you miss any part of the show or just want a double dose of good health information, our show is rebroadcast at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. And you can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com, spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com, to listen to all the previous shows we do, podcast all the programs. All right, continuing our conversation, if you're just joining us, we're talking today about hot springs and spas, the many benefits of hot springs and spa vacation, with Jeremy Gilley of Glenwood Hot Springs Resort. Jeremy, before we run out of time, let's get some contact information from you if people want to either book a reservation or maybe want a brochure sent to them or just want more info on your facility.
Absolutely, yeah. Website is hotspringspool.com. We are a year-round resort destination. We've got two hot springs pools, 107-room lodge, luxury spa, athletic club, shopping and dining. We're all right here in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. And a stay with us is always going to include those wonderful hot springs and a full hot breakfast, as well as some discounts to the spa and the athletic club.
And speaking of food, I mean, the city of Glenwood Springs has so many great restaurants. I mean, people could go on an eating vacation. We don't want them to do that. But there's enough gourmet, high-end, or just fine dining restaurants. Even next door at Hotel Colorado, is it?
Hotel Colorado.
Yeah, that was right. I went there for lunch. That was fantastic.
Yeah, and then just a short walk across a pedestrian bridge that spans the Colorado River there, you got, that's where all the downtown Glenwood.
Yeah, it's just a walk. Dining. You don't even have to drive your car downtown. I mean, you're within just a short walking distance, a few blocks of downtown.
Great location, a lot of activities, dining, nightlife, right here in our back door. In fact, we got a lot of people that just come in on the train, don't even need a car. So you come up train from Denver, really. You can come all the way from San Francisco. Speaking of, you know, some listeners out there, it's about a 24-hour trip from San Francisco to Glenwood.
Okay.
But yeah, most of the folks on the train are going to be coming up from Denver, just about 5 hours from Denver, and we'll come pick you up from the train station, bring you over, and you really don't need a car while you're here. It's one-stop shop.
That is great. And I was surprised to learn that your number one visitor state is Texas. More people come from Texas than any other state to visit Glenwood Hot Springs.
When you're talking about out of state, yeah, most of our visitors are in state, but looking out of state, yeah, it is. Uh-huh. It actually would be Texas would be the number one outside state visitors.
All right. Now, when I was there last month, I did work out in your facility. You have a state-of-the-art fitness club, athletic club there. And then, of course, Colorado's premier hot spring spa with all the spa services, everything from massage to Vichy jets or the Vichy massage, the water massage, and facials. Yeah, full menu of everything. What is the most popular? I guess it would be the Swedish massage or... What?
Yeah, most popular is probably the classic Swedish massage. If you're just talking about getting an individual massage, we do have a treatment. It's our signature treatment. It's called the Ultimate Zen, and this is kind of going to get your best bang for your buck too. It's 90-minute treatment, including 5 different services. Starts with a foot bath, mm-hmm. followed up by a full body exfoliating scrub. Then we're going to follow that up with a hydrating wrap, and then there's the 60-minute Swedish massage, and then a scalp quench on top of that.
Oh my gosh! And then even for the men, you have an organic male gentleman's facial that lasts 60 minutes. I didn't
organic
do that.
Organic male facial, and we do the sports pedicure would be more geared towards the male as well.
Oh really?
But, yeah, 13. We have 13 treatment rooms, and I think you mentioned the Vichy shower room. So we got a lot of wraps and mud treatments we can do in the wet room using the Vichy shower.
All right. You know, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but I was doing a. Let's see. I was in, where was it? Oh, Glen Ivy Hot Springs in Southern California. This was a couple decades ago. And do you remember the show, the TV show Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Yes.
Okay. They were doing a segment on, I think, California fads or things like that. Anyway, and so they chose me as one of the people they were filming to be in these lounge chairs, the chaise lounge by the pool, and they had the mud baths. And so I was instructed to paint the mud. All I had was a Speedo on, and then you paint mud all over your body, including your face. So there's just these two eyes that are not covered in mud. So it was November, and I was on the lounge chair, and so they had this glass of champagne that I was supposed to be sipping, and as if I did this every day kind of thing.
You're covered in mud, sipping champagne.
But the problem was that I would start shivering because it was cold that day, and the mud would crack on my chest, and then they'd have to redo it. The makeup guy would or makeup woman.
Oh, wow.
And anyway, it was hilarious. And, but
great
it was
story.
It was on the. Ripley's, believe it or not. Of course, the fortunate thing was that nobody could see what I actually looked like because I was covered in mud. But anyway, that's another program. All right, so we have all the different services, as you mentioned, a full therapeutic menu of spa services at Glenwood Hot Springs, and let's see what else and then all the other ancillary activities around the community besides dining. There's tell us about that. I didn't have time to go up to that. Was it a tramway up to the on the hill?
We've got a really interesting attraction just right next to us here called the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park. You take a little gondola ride up to the top of Iron Mountain, which just has spectacular views of Glenwood Springs and the mountains towards Aspen. We run a package with them actually, and so you can go up there and do cave tours in this really big system of caves. And that's how it started, and then they eventually decided to start adding some other attractions. So it's really a little amusement park up on top of the mountain. But besides that, we've got Sunlight Mountain is just 12 miles from us. Another great package we have is called Ski Swim Stay. Obviously a winter package here.
Okay.
But a great base for skiing. So if you got skiers coming in during the winter, we have 7 ski mountains within an hour from us.
Oh my gosh.
So I always kind of say we're just a great base, and so you have two mountains up in Aspen.
Right.
I'm sorry, 4 mountains in Aspen.
Mm-hmm.
2 mountains towards Vail, the opposite direction. We're directly in between Aspen and Vail.
Okay.
And then Sunlight Mountain right here in our backyard. So that's a great package we offer in the wintertime. And then majority of the activities you're going to find more in the spring through the fall, like, there's great hiking and mountain biking or cycling.
Oh, right, right.
Mountain climbing mecca kind of right in our backyard.
That's great.
In Rifle, Colorado, and then great fly fishing, and then the river sports, whitewater rafting and kayaking.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I didn't have time to do that next time I come. And the one I wanted to do was the slide down the mountain, right? There's some kind of slide, is there?
Up at the cavern?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That
you... Yeah, it's called an alpine slide or an alpine coaster, and what it is it's just a track that runs down the side of the mountain there, and you're in a little two-person cart. You and someone else can do it.
All right.
You control the brakes on it, and it's just little gravity-powered.
Oh, I wouldn't use the brakes. I'd go as fast as I could.
Exactly, yeah. So a lot of fun to be had out here in Glenwood Springs. We were actually voted the most fun small town in America. It's been about 8 years.
Wow, really?
Rand McNally, yeah. Yeah, look it up. Most fun small town in America.
And I know USA Today voted you one of the top 10 hotel pools in the nation.
Yeah, we're kind of always in that designation. We're proud of that. We are, you know, we're a great hotel pool. I always joke around that really we're a pool with a hotel rather than a hotel.
That's right.
Pool because you know, that came first, and then the pool and the hotel came.
No matter how big the Hilton or the other pools are, your pool is like, you know, any other pool on steroids.
It would really
take it up a notch. Well, thanks so much for being with us. Oh, and the Hot Springs Loop, I think you pretty much described that because you're within a short distance of Vail and Aspen, but then Steamboat Springs, there's actually a map where you can tour Pagosa Springs and
historic Hot Springs Loop of Colorado, and it's Glenwood. It's five locations. It's about, I can't remember the exact detail, 600-mile loop. So you're going to want to, you know, break it up into pieces.
Yeah.
If you do the whole
do a
loop,
road
spend
trip.
A week doing it.
Sure.
17 different hot springs in these five locations, and it's just
I'm there.
If you, yeah, it's a good trip. I did most of it about a month and a half ago.
Oh, did you? Wow.
Yeah, we needed to. We're like, hey, we're on the part of this loop. We need to know.
Yeah, you gotta know what your competition is doing. Yeah.
I talked the bosses into letting me go on this, and just you know had to see what all the other hot springs had to offer, and there's just a lot of great ones in Colorado.
Right, and so whether you're a family or a single or a couple, I mean, it's just something for everybody there. And by the way, I think you met them. I was telling you the story of when the last day I was there, and I was walking across the pool to get out, and I had seen this couple across the pool where I was going to exit, and I thought, you know what, I'll just compliment them because they were the fittest looking couple in the pool, and that's what I told them. I said, hey, you get my vote for the fittest looking couple, and they were saying, we were looking at you, checking you out, and we said the same thing about you. Anyway, turns out they were from Hawaii also, and his he's an engineer, and his office is right down the street from our studio. That was
pretty small world, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so you never know who you'll meet in a hot springs pool, I guess. Yeah, well, Jeremy, give us your website one more time, as well as maybe a phone number. Is there a toll-free number?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's hotspringspool.com, and the toll-free number is 800-537-7946.
Could you repeat that one more time?
800-537-7946.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, and keep us updated on any new services you might offer.
Thanks for having me, David. Let me know if you're back out here in the future.
All right, we'll do. You got it. Jeremy Gilley from Glenwood Hot Springs Resort, and this is it for this edition of the program. But join us again next week, same time, same place, of course, same station, for another edition of Dr. Health Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. And remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.